Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A late laydown to the agenda for Tuesday night's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly resulted in deliberations and a subsequent 7-2 vote over appointing Mike Navarre as interim borough mayor for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. This comes after Charlie Pierce announced that he will resign from office to focus on his gubernatorial campaign after he finished in the top four vote-getters in the primary. Navarre steps into the role after having previously held the role of Kenai Peninsula Borough mayor in the 1990s and the 2010s. Most recently, he was the State of Alaska Department of Commerce Commissioner in 2017. Navarre also was in the Alaska State Legislature as representative from 1985 to 1996. Assemblymember Tyson Cox, who motioned to appoint Navarre as interim mayor, cited borough attorney Sean Kelly's recent memo regarding the vacancy and transition and succession process for the office of Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor, adding, quote, "He is one of a very few number of people who can hit the road running as mayor with as minimal of a learning curve as could be asked for in such a position." Meanwhile, in his closing address to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, outgoing Mayor Pierce said,
"I've had the honor to serve as mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough over the last 5 years, and I owe thanks to so many. Special thanks to my three chiefs of staff that I have served with. I give thanks and credit to the dedicated borough employees that have taken ownership required to produce such favorable results. They should be smiling, and I hope they will smile in the future too, because there are so many blessings bestowed upon us every day. I wish the assembly and the new administration the very best in the future. Have fun, try to be nice to each other, and good luck to the entire Kenai Peninsula Borough. Be safe and be well always. It's been an honor to serve, and I have other things to worry about and carry on, and so I wish you all the very, very best. Good luck."
Pierce's resignation will become effective Friday, September 30th. The Soldotna City Council enacted an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a tract of land. The parcel lies along Homestead Lane and extends northeast toward East Redoubt Avenue. The tract of land is 3.46 acres in size and is mostly wooded, and portions of the parcel run parallel to Soldotna Creek. No structures or land uses are presently on the property. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
This property is for the purpose of connecting East Redoubt to Homestead Lane so that there's a different way to come off of East Redoubt and not have to make that hard left. So for the last 2 years, our staff's been engaged with trying to have informal discussions and then more formal negotiations with the property owners that have property there in the vicinity of the Y, with the goal of acquiring land that we can then dedicate as right-of-way so that road extension can be made. And people would be able to come off of East Redoubt and actually enter the Sterling Highway at a signalized intersection there at the Y.
The intent for purchasing this tract of land is to alleviate the traffic issue at the intersection with the Sterling Highway, given that it records some of the highest levels of traffic on the Kenai Peninsula. The city receives regular complaints and comments regarding the inability to make a left turn from East Redoubt onto the highway. Drivers often would cut through Fred Meyer's parking lot to gain access to the signalized intersection at Devon Drive.
Of the 3.5 acres, we roughly estimate we would need only about an acre for the road right-of-way. And so that remainder, if we move forward with this purchase, the council would be able to give us direction. It could be put back up for sale so that it could then continue to develop commercially, as that area is seeing a lot of growth and development right now. Or if the council wanted to retain it for some public purpose, we could consider that also. But I think it presents an opportunity to make that important safety connection from our street network standpoint, and at a reasonable cost if the city did want to then try and recoup some of those funds through the sale of the remainder piece.
The negotiated cost for the property is $806,500. A secondary benefit of the purchase would be the creation of new spaces of land for private development along the extended road. The extension also would be for looping of its water mains, improving water quality and flow. Congresswoman-elect Mary Paltola will officially be sworn into the 117th Congress on September 13th at 6:33 p.m., according to her campaign publicist. She'll serve out the remainder of the late Congressman Don Young's term through January 2023. Paltola, who's Yupik, will become the first Alaska Native in U.S. history to represent the state, in addition to being the first woman to hold the seat.
Yeah, I will have that distinction, but I think what's most important is that I'm an Alaskan and being sent to represent all Alaskans.
That's Paltola in a recent interview with the Anchorage Daily News. She will travel to Washington, D.C. this weekend and remain there after her swearing-in ceremony, with the House scheduled to be in session the entire week. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.